I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Just ahead, Italian rockers subvert their version of Idol. But first, we're looking for a city whose zoo is celebrating its 75th anniversary. Mark Chalice is trying to reconstruct one chapter in the zoo's long history. He's the zoo's manager. And Mark, first of all, which zoo is it and where is it?
It is Belfast Zoo in Northern Ireland.
Okay, excellent. Belfast is the answer to our geo quiz. And Mark, I understand there's really an interesting story that you're looking into involving an elephant named Sheila that takes us back to the Blitz of Belfast in 1941. Tell us that.
Yes, that's right. And celebrating our 75th anniversary this year, we were looking at some of the key dates in our history. The Second World War clearly was a key date. And as you say rightly, this was 1941, the time of the Blitz, when Belfast was heavily bombed by German bombers, as were various other British major cities and ports. And at that time, there was great concern that should the zoo be bombed, some of our more dangerous animals could escape. And we were actually instructed at that time to destroy our lions and tigers, wolves, polar bears and black bears. So they were put to sleep by order of the War Office. And then there was some concern over Sheila, the elephant. And during the heaviest part of the Blitz, Sheila was actually living with a lady in her back garden relatively close to the zoo. And we've got tantalizing glimpses of this period because we've got a photograph of Sheila in the backyard of this lady's house.
How big was Sheila at the time? We're not talking a baby elephant here, are we?
She looks as though she's about 4 or 5 years old, so not quite fully grown, but still quite a sizable animal and clearly a large beast. Needing quite a lot of food, I'm sure, as well.
Now, about this woman who became Sheila's foster mother for a while, who is she? And, I mean, this is what you're trying to look into and find out, right?
Exactly. Yeah, these are fascinating questions. We've got these couple of photographs, and it's trying to dig into that and see who was the lady, where did she live, how did she look after Sheila, how long was Sheila with her. We have to presume that perhaps this lady is either very elderly or has now died, but do any relatives recognize the lady? It's just such an interesting gap in our zoo's history and probably unique in zoos around the world that for a period it would appear that one of our elephants was looked after by a lady in her back garden.
Well, maybe our listeners might have some inkling into how to solve this mystery or some ideas on what actually happened. How close have you come to identifying this woman and finding her? Do you even think she's still alive?
We haven't come close at all. This story has been traveling around the world literally this morning. So hopefully, through coverage and your help and your listeners' help, we might be able to find out some more. But it's still quite a new story. So it's a story that's gathering a huge momentum. So it's actually very exciting, you know.
How many elephants do you have at the zoo today? And do any of them spring from the Sheila gene pool?
They don't, I'm afraid. We've got two at the moment, two females, Tina and Yeto. Tina arrived here in the mid-1960s, and Yeto came more recently to us from a zoo in Germany. So neither of them, I'm afraid, are directly related to Sheila.
And Mark, as you've been trolling through the archives of the Belfast Zoo, is this story of Sheila the elephant kind of the most dramatic chapter in the zoo's history, or do you have another story that even rivals this one? I can't imagine you do.
You're right. No, probably not. And we've had a fascinating history from our very earliest days in March 1934 through the Second World War. We've obviously lived through a time in Northern Ireland and Belfast of tremendous political upheaval. So the Northern Ireland and Belfast and Belfast Zoo have got a huge and fascinating history. But certainly currently the story of Sheila the elephant and her guardian angel is the most tantalizing one for us at the moment.
Mark Chalice manages the Belfast Zoo and is undertaking the investigation into who took care of Sheila during World War II in downtown Belfast. Thank you, Mark.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.